It's Current State from WKAR. I'm Kevin Lavery in for Mark Bayshore, who is getting some sun, catching up on his vitamin D intake. Good for you, Mark. You know, vitamin D is good for stem cells, which are a much acclaimed and controversial topic in the scientific world. They're the building blocks that can grow into any specialized cell type in the body. Stem cells come from both embryo and adult tissues. A lot of stem cell research focuses on their ability to replace unhealthy cells. This is known as regenerative medicine. A pair of researchers at Michigan State University have discovered a new type of stem cell that they say could advance the field of regenerative medicine. Biochemist Amy Ralston and graduate student Anthony Parenti work in the Department of Biochemistry and Molecular Biology at Michigan State University. I visited their lab recently, and I first asked Dr. Ralston to explain what stem cells really are.
The two main categories are pluripotent stem cells and tissue stem cells. So pluripotent stem cells come from a variety of sources. One of those is the embryo. And the reason they're pluripotent is because they can make any cell type in the body. Tissue stem cells come mainly from established tissues and organs. You have tissue stem cells in your body right now. And those are still stem cells, but they have more limited potential. They can usually only replace one or two different types of cells in your body. But both are really important and interesting and exciting to study.
So a pluripotent cell, which I would loosely translate into all-powerful, essentially has the DNA or the blueprint inside that says this can be anything in the body.
It has the motivation to become absolutely anything.
Now, that's pluripotent cells, but the cells that you guys have come across are similar, but there are some distinct differences. What would you call it, an XN cell?
We call it iZen. We would classify iZen as being a tissue stem cell. And what's different between iZen and pluripotent stem cells is that pluripotent stem cells, while they can make any cell type of the body, they do not have the capacity to make any of the extra embryonic tissues, such as the placenta or the yolk sac or the amnion. So those are important tissues for normal fetal development. And iZen cells are tissue stem cells that come from the extra embryonic tissues. So these are complementary to what, they have complementary functions to what pluripotent stem cells can do.
Tony, I'll come to you. To loosely phrase this, you found these cells in the garbage.
Yeah, that's an interesting way of putting it, but that is essentially what happened. So we've been doing this process to make the pluripotent stem cells called reprogramming. And in this process, a number of different cell types are made, but many people ignored anything that was not a pluripotent stem cell. So they often just threw them away. We said we found them in the trash because most people had ignored them.
Essentially, what we're talking about is the idea of reprogramming, getting an adult stem cell to in some way behave in a more malleable way like an embryonic stem cell does. I mean, an embryonic stem cell is obviously a much younger, newer, more flexible type cell, but this is the idea of transforming the cell of an adult and remembering what it was back in the old days.
That's right. So reprogramming is the process of taking an adult cell, any old dying cell from your body, and rejuvenating it and reminding it that it has the potential to become any cell type in the body. So it's a process that we do in the lab. And it's a process that received the Nobel Prize in 2012 because now we have a way to make pluripotent stem cells from individual people. And that means we no longer need to use human embryos to create pluripotent stem cells. And it also means that we have a way to make new disease models because we can create pluripotent stem cells from people that are suffering with different diseases and then use those pluripotent stem cells to study those diseases.
Now, I don't want to get too far ahead, but does this have any potential for clearing up, resolving the raging debates we have in the world about the use, the ethical use of embryonic stem cells?
Reprogramming definitely has the possibility of avoiding the use of human embryos, which is an important goal for scientists and non-scientists. We still have a long ways to go, as you said. One of the things that we think is really great about iZen cells is that currently there is no way to create extra embryonic tissue stem cells without using embryos. until we made the discovery that we can use reprogramming to do that.
We're talking with Dr. Amy Ralston, an assistant professor in the Michigan State University Department of Biochemistry and Molecular Biology, and also with Anthony Parenti, who is a graduate student in the same department. How exactly did you come upon these iZen cells, and why has no one seen this before, at least recognized it in the way that you and Amy have?
So our lab actually specializes in understanding what's going on in development. So looking at the embryo, understanding what's going on with the different stem cells that we talked about. The extraembryonic tissue in particular is one thing that we've focused on. So we thought we can use what we've learned about the embryo to actually look at reprogramming and see if perhaps the cells that are not becoming the pluripotent stem cells, which is actually about 99% of the population, if perhaps maybe they're becoming this extraembryonic stem cell type.
Now my brain is already hurting, Amy, which means you need to regrow me a batch of stem cells for my dura mater. Can we do that right now?
I would be the wrong person to ask. I can grow you a yolk sac.
There you go. Well, if I ever need an extra yolk sac, I know who to come to.
So this is where we grow stem cells. We have a number of specialized pieces of equipment. We have a biosafety cabinet that keeps the cells sterile and it keeps us safe as well. Incubator, which grows the cells at body temperature, microscope for looking at them, and then when they're not in use, they are here in the cryo storage. There's a styrofoam stopper and liquid nitrogen inside that keeps them very cold. They're in stasis until we're ready to do experiments.
When you're watching all this under a microscope, how can you tell when it's really happening?
That's a really good question, because it really depends on who you ask. And one of the reasons that these cells were ignored previously is because we just weren't looking hard enough. And so we couldn't just look at them under the microscope and know that they were iZen cells. We had to put them through a number of tests. We looked at their molecular profile, at what molecule is present in these cells compared to other cells like them. We looked at, can they behave like stem cells in various assays, differentiation assays done in the incubator or in other settings. So that was actually probably the bulk of the work that we did for this project, was different ways to convince ourselves that these cells were iZen cells.
Tony, are you at a point yet in your research where this is having some practical explanation, that people can see some sort of a viable reason to continue doing this?
Absolutely. I think that we've actually finally just gotten to a point where we can actually say to the public, I say this to my mother all the time, here's why we care about this. These cells, these iZen cells that we discovered, represent, like I told you, the extraembryonic tissue. There are a number of different developmental diseases as far as things like infertility, miscarriages, that we just physically cannot study because we do not have the cells to be able to do this. iZen actually represent a way for us to study these different diseases to hopefully get at a point where maybe we can move past things like some of the infertility issues that are going on today.
So Tony, where can this go now? Is there some sort of a clinical trial?
Yeah, so I think the next step, so everything that we've done here today, we had to do initially in mice. There's a lot more tools for us to actually do research in mouse models. So we started with mouse to see if this is even something that's happening at all. The next step from here would be to do human reprogramming, which is currently being done at a number of different labs around the country, to see if iZen cells are made during human reprogramming as well. And that would be the point. If we can actually generate iZen cells from humans, then we could then start looking towards diseases and clinical models.
Dr. Amy Ralston is an assistant professor in the Michigan State University Department of Biochemistry and Molecular Biology. Anthony Parenti is a graduate student also in the same department, and the two of them have been working on extraembryonic endoderm stem cells, also called iZen cells, which is a discovery of a new type of stem cells. Anthony, thank you.
Thank you very much, Kevin.
Amy, thank you.
Thanks for your time. Love your show.
Thank you. For Current State, I'm Kevin Lavery.